In many ways, it's absolutely insane that I'm podcasting right now. But since I don't have a single item of clothing, and the only thing I have on me is my podcast equipment, since it was overweight, it seems like hashgacha pratis, seems like a time to reflect with all of you listening. The past week and a half, feels like every single thing that could possibly go wrong has gone wrong. A lot of tears, a lot of frustration. But it stops, and it's forcing me to stop and think. Think about gratitude. Think about what is Pesach. Think about the fact that today is Yudalef Nissan. And never in my wildest dreams did I think I'd be spending Shabbos here in Dubai. We're entering Pesach, Zman Chereseinu, the time of our liberation. It's a time to think, what is liberation? Not just physically, but spiritually, mentally, emotionally. And I had the honor to speak to so many soldiers about what does liberation mean. And now I'm sitting here, and it's not like a nice idea, but it's something that I have to live with, something that we all have to live with. When the Jewish people became a nation, the first thing that happened to them was leaving Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim comes from Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim are the limitations that we put on ourselves, the things that we can't. The things that we think we're not good enough, we're not smart enough, we're not strong enough, we're not capable enough, we're not able to do the things that we think we can do. And one of the things that sometimes we go there is that we think that our lives are more difficult than everyone else's life. We constantly think, why me? Instead of thinking about, wow, I'm so grateful that this happened to me, I'm so lucky, it's so easy to go down a very, very dark road and think, why is this happening to our people? Why, for me to say that I'm Jewish is controversial in a Dubai airport, that I'm coming from Israel, but everyone else can proudly say where they come from, even though I did proudly say where I came from, even though it did turn some heads. Why us? Why me? Why did I have to get stuck in Dubai for Shabbos? Why are all these things happening in my life? But the only way to liberate yourself from this is to let go, is to realize that Hashem is in charge of this world and you have to liberate yourself. There's a pasuk, B'chol dar v'dar chayav adam liret es atzma k'ilo hu yatzim b'mitzrayim. Every single generation has to actually stop and feel like they personally are leaving their Egypt. And the Alter Rebbe adds, B'chol rega v'rega v'sha v'sha. Every moment, every hour, a Jew needs to feel as if he is leaving his personal Egypt. Mitzrayim, from the word mitzarim, from the things that we think we're not good enough, we can't. We have to leave these limitations that we put on ourselves and enter into this level of liberation. And the only way to achieve liberation is to let go and let God. As kids, we're constantly being taught, and as adults, that things that we do actually impact the outcome. Like if we act a certain way, then the outcome is going to be positive, or the outcome is going to be in our favor if we invest in all the right things. But the truth is the opposite. As soon as we have to obviously do our best, but Shaar B'tachon tells us, and Torah tells us, Chassidus tells us, that we have to let go, lishtachrer, to let go, to recognize that Hashem is in charge of this world, and we need to do our best, but only because God gave us the ability and the power to invest in our lives and invest in our community, invest in our environment. But letting go and realizing that Hashem is in charge is the only way we can get through life. The only way we can survive is to leave it up to Hashem and to liberate ourselves. Hashem Pasach, Hashem jumped over our houses. Hashem is doing these things for us. And at every moment, instead of thinking, why is this happening, we have to literally go along with the ride. I kept on thinking in Israel, I kept on bumping into this person and that person. Everyone was so interconnected and my life is so interconnected. But the reason why there are all these incredible stories that are happening around me is because God is pushing me in so many different directions and directions that I never thought that I would find myself in. And at this point, as I enter the holiday of Pesach, as I'm sitting here, why am I sitting in a Chabad house on Yudalef Nissan? That is exactly why I'm sitting in a Chabad house on Yudalef Nissan, to stop and reflect, be grateful that I'm a Lubavitcher. Sometimes I just take it for granted. Sometimes I forget. And the fact that I'm hit on Yudalef Nissan, it's from Hashem. Hashem is telling me, Chana, look how lucky you are. The Rebbe sent shluchim all over the world for this exact situation. I was too scared. My parents called the shluchim and said, My daughter's a hot mess in the airport, hasn't eaten for 2 days, hasn't slept in 2 days, three nights, and is crying a lot and is losing it. At Chabad, the Dochmans and the Kogans literally came to the airport to pick me up and brought me to their home and fed me. And this is what the Rebbe did. The Rebbe not only impacted our spiritual life and gave us insight into what it means to be Jewish, to let go, to believe, even when times are hard. And as I'm speaking, I'm training myself. I'm reminding myself that this is what I have to do. I have to let go. I have to realize Hashem is in charge. And I was saying this to a girl that her best friend, Daniela Gilboa, is a hostage in Gaza. And I'm like, I don't even know what to say. I was crying. She was crying. We were all crying. And I was like, we think we can't. We have all these mitzarim. We have all these limitations put on ourselves. We have to let go. We have to realize Hashem is in charge. That we are part of something infinite. That we have a piece of God inside of us that is infinite, which means that we can achieve incredible things. And we can't achieve them because we are so great. We achieve them because Hashem gave us the ability to. And the only way we can do that is by being grateful, letting go, doing the best we can, and realizing Hashem is maneuvering us in every direction we can. So hopefully there'll be more concrete, beautiful ideas next week in honor of Pesach. But up until now, wishing you all a beautiful Shabbos. Let go. Realize Hashem is in charge. Liberate yourself from thinking that you are the one in control, which only leads to upsetness. We are greater than that. We are more infinite than that. Wishing you a wonderful, beautiful Shabbos. Love, Chana.